Everybody, we're the regular Joes here at YaSports.net. As always, my buddy Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Girl Skankle. I'm Joe Bartnick, talking sports and pop culture as we always do here at YaSports.net. At the NFL, finishing up the season, looking towards the playoffs. Can the two best teams really be the New Orleans Saints and the San Diego Chargers?
I'd watch that Super Bowl.
You would watch that Super Bowl, Sam. Who's going to go to the Super Bowl in your opinion right now? Who's the hottest team in the league?
This is a guy who's picked the Raiders to make it and the Clippers to make the playoffs. So take that into account. I really think that the Chargers will go as far as Philip Rivers' arm takes them. Because I think, like, once you get in those high-pressure situations, like, how is he going to do against the Ravens? That'll be a big situation. And I like the Saints, man. I hate the Cowboys, man. I just hate the Cowboys. I don't want them to make it to the Super Bowl. I hate the Cowboys because they're popular with chicks. And chicks only like whatever team's cool now. You don't see anyone going around rooting for the... Do you see hot chick Raider fans anywhere? No, they're like, no, they suck, right?
I've never really seen a hot chick Raider fan. I'm scared of chicks that can beat me up. Rob Cardino, now that the Grey Cup is completed, you can turn your attention to American football.
Yeah. Who do you like? I mean, same thing. I just refuse to like the Cowboys, even though they might be the best team. The Saints, too, and the Chargers. You know what's interesting is that there's five Pro Bowlers on the Saints and Chargers involved in the Manning deal and the Vic deal. Because they got Nate Kading, Sean Merriman, and Philip Rivers for Eli. Right. And then Drew Brees, who went to the Saints, was in the... And LaDainian Tomlinson was in the Michael Vick deal. So they all have the San Diego connection.
That's crazy.
But there's like five Pro Bowlers involved in the Vick and Manning deals. And Vick and Manning both might be out of the playoffs.
And one Pro Bowler who's not is Eli Manning.
Yeah.
And he set the whole thing up.
Is he a Pro Bowler this year?
No, that's what I'm kidding.
It's a pretty sad year for NFC quarterbacks.
Oh, it is a very sad year. Speaking of NFC quarterbacks, how about Jeff Garcia? Once again, Joe Bartnick proven right as always that that McNabb is overrated. Jeff Garcia and his lisp taking the Eagles right to the top, big game against Dallas. Earl Skankle and me and him joined at the hip with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are a muff punt and a disgrace with the Raiders away, but still in playoff contention. Do you hold out the eternal flame for the Steelers, or have you cooler heads prevailed, Earl Skankle?
Well, first of all, does Jeff Garcia play with a rainbow sticker? I'm going with a Steelers-Saints Super Bowl. You heard it here first. If the Steelers don't get into the Super Bowl this year, I will walk down nude on Colorado Boulevard.
Let's go, Steelers.
But you would do that anyway.
Absolutely.
Can you do it with your cane, though? Yeah. That'd be hot, because, like, would people be mad at you if they're like, oh, the handicapped guy's naked walking down the street? So some people would let you walk just because you're a cripple.
Oh, he's urinating on himself.
You'll get Jeff Garcia's attention.
I bet. Anyway.
Who was the guy that used to talk with Madden, who used to do it with Madden all the time?
Pat Summerall.
Yeah, Pat Summerall tried to say it without saying it. He's like, you know, Jeff Garcia is quite a football player, and you wouldn't know it by talking to him.
I got to say, if we could say Jeff Garcia is gay, what about your Pittsburgh kid, Sidney Crosby?
Sidney Crosby's not gay.
How do you
just
know,
good
man?
Looking.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
I don't even know, but I'm going to go with this.
I don't know.
Let's not talk.
I'm starting.
Do you have to disparage the face of the NHL for the next 15 years?
I'm telling you, although Wayne Gretzky could be confused with.
That's blasphemous. The great one is not.
All Canadians have a little bit of niceness in them. They sometimes can be confused.
Canadians are also the secret racist. You know what I'm saying? You ever notice that? Like, Canadians are scared of black people.
I don't know.
9 out of 10 of them.
Who isn't?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, more than normal. Because they act like they love everybody, but you put them in, like, Compton, they, they shit their pants and run for the... Oh, I gotta watch my language.
Well, they still have... I mean, they don't need... They got an NBA team. They didn't have to do that.
No. So that makes 10 black people in Canada.
Well, and then they have the Canadian Football League. Speaking of a... I want to keep talking about the NFL. I mean, Manning finally... look like regular, I mean, old guy Manning, finally he's regular Manning. I don't know how an NFL team can't tackle. That's beyond belief. But I'm rooting for the Chargers, if anything, just to stop hearing how Marty Schottenheimer has never won a big game.
Can you believe that guy's, he's on the hot seat? Can you believe that? Like, if they don't go far in the playoff, he's going to lose his job.
I can't believe he's on the hot seat. I really can't, because I don't think that they would be a good team without Marty. Marty is a classic coward coach. He's a good coach that'll get you so far, but he's not Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells can take garbage and mold it into greatness. Or Belichick can take, you know,
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I understand what you're saying. I'm so upset about Crosby's gay. I mean, I understand that, dude.
I'm starting to Parcells starting to lose his luster with me a little bit here. I don't know.
Just because
that,
he's a Cowboy coach, is that why, though? Yeah,
no, you know, I mean, I guess he did win the 2 Super Bowls, but I got nothing to back
up. He made the Jets incredibly better
in
1 year. That's true. And he made the Patriots incredibly
better.
Must
be a Cowboy thing.
Yeah, but I lost all respect for him on the late night infomercial where he said, learn how to play football, and if you order now, you get fitness tips from Bill Parcells.
Yeah, when you got man brush, you shouldn't be giving out fitness tips.
No.
Yeah. They got hot cheerleaders. I just can't stand... Romo's playing good, though. That's kind of interesting.
He's
I like that journey, too. Like, the guy who had to wait his time to get his thing, and finally...
I'm the first person... I mean, I'm an old Steeler fan, and I love hating the Cowboys. But I just... I got to respect Bill Parcells.
He's great.
And I like Romo. One guy I don't respect is, of course, Mr. Terrell Owens. Rob, what did you think of the spitting incident? Do you think they should have suspended him or done more? Or?
You know, the last like 3 or 4 guys that spit just got fined, so it was probably appropriate. But, you know, my whole thing is the love affair ESPN has with Terrell Owens. You know, and it's Terrell Owens, Terrell Owens, Terrell Owens. Even when the Pro Bowl announcements were made, the story was, is T.O. going to be upset at this one or something because he didn't get named to the Pro Bowl? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are playing as a full team, defense, offense, running, passing. Let's just... This guy is annoying. Go away.
SportsCenter has become the National Enquirer of sports, where it's all about stupid stories about celebrities. Nobody cares about... I mean, nobody cares about Terrell Owens. That's why he's upset. Nobody was talking about when Romo was getting all the heat. He has to do something, so he spits in someone's face, or he hurt his hand. The guy is just like, seriously, he's like a high school girl who needs attention. It's just awful, dude. It's like in my high school, we had a bunch of girls fake suicide so everybody would hug them and tell them how pretty they were. It's like, you're useless, dude.
That is, you know, a mini-series waiting to happen.
I mean, he did try to suicide, right?
He did.
Yeah, that's so funny. I thought the greatest thing about the whole T.O. spitting affair was that night, John Madden, the voice of reason, Hall of Fame coach, one of the absolute greatest embodiment of what football's supposed to be. After Andrea Kramer, who's basically Jim Gray with tits, but uglier. I'll see that, you know, like she's needed in anything in life. Just bitching about T.O. for 20 minutes. Finally, they got, while the game's being played, which is a whole other topic, sideline reporting, Madden went on and said, if we're going to talk about that all week, we're sick. Philadelphia, Dallas, they're playing for the NFC East, and we're talking about T.O. spitting in someone's face.
Right,
for
100%.
And Madden just came down like as he should, and I thought it was brilliant by John taking a stand. Because anyone who can speak out and is bigger than all the other losers at ESPN, it's definitely John Madden. Speaking of another Philadelphia bad boy, one of my all-time favorite NBA players, because I think he's one of the only 2 or 3 guys that ever plays hard in the middle of December, Allen Iverson has moved on to the Denver Nuggets. Let's go Sam Tripoli, what do you think of the answer not coming to your beleaguered LA Clippers?
I'm taking a beating. I don't know, man. We're holding on to Sean Livingston. They think he's going to be like a triple-double guy all the time. I mean, you got instant offense right there. You got a guy who can close it out because I don't think Elton Brand's that guy. Elton Brand is an all-star, but he's not like a go-to like assassin like AI or a Kobe or a LeBron James. We would have had that guy. Going to Denver, we'll see how it works out. I mean, he is going into a new system, but, I mean, it's like you already have a guy who's scoring 30 points a game. You needed someone like a Kevin Garnett to compliment him. That's my opinion. I mean, we'll see how he does. I mean, like, I don't know. He's got to save face now. I mean, the team's got two draft picks, which are in the 20s, and they say this is going to be a really good draft. But, I mean, like, when you get that low, you don't know if the player's going to be that good. So we'll see. I don't know. I think Denver's going to be interesting, but it doesn't matter because Phoenix is just going to tear everybody up anyways.
Well, now there's no more excuses for Iverson either. If he doesn't win here, there's no excuses. But the 76ers, I mean, it's their right to do it. But I feel like they're now they're just going to tank the season and just hope they get Greg Oden.
Yeah, I would do it too.
I will say this. Sean Livingston will never... Grandma says, never say never. Sean Livingston will never be Allen Iverson.
Never!
And that was a complete mistake.
Yeah.
I used to be a Nugget fan until what happened Saturday. We'll talk about that in a second. What did you think of the answer going to Philadelphia, Earl?
Well, you know, how old is Greg Oden?
He's 19.
Like, he looks like Spencer Haywood.
He looks, yeah, 35.
He looks like Ed Bradley.
He looks like, yeah, oldest 18-year-old I've ever seen. But I think it puts the 76ers like $30 million under the cap for next year. So they're going to make
some moves. But, dude, you watch that kid, man? He reminds me of young Shaq. You ever watch Shaq when he got first into the league? Just destroying people, dude.
He has better footwork than Shaq.
Yeah, and that's why he's so good. See how thin he is, dude?
He is a man.
Almost like David Robinson, sort of, you know?
He has that LJ, like, I'm a man.
You know, if I was Noah, what's the guy for Florida?
Noah, Joakim Noah.
Yeah, that kid better prepare to get an ass whooping or fake call in sick because Florida plays Ohio Saturday. State and he's going to get
He better go play tennis like his dad. Alrighty, speaking like his dad, your dad told you not to throw sucker punches and run like a girl. That's what we saw happen in Madison Square Garden. Let's talk about the fight. Our number one IFC fight fan, Sam Tripoli, what did you think of that disaster?
What is it with freaking NBA players not knowing how to throw a punch? Is it me? Or do they fight like girls, dude? Kobe, did you see? Remember when Kobe fought with Chris Childs from the Knicks? Yeah. You see Camilo Anthony's punch?
Well, both, all punches that were thrown in this, and they were like slapping. Maybe they're just used to getting hit by their mother. There wasn't a father around to show them to close their fists.
Yeah, dad, stay home. Teach your kids how to punch. At least do that before you leave. Be like, son, I'm leaving your mother. Real quick, this is how you punch. Work the bags.
Our resident fight in-game expert.
I think David Stern needs to get some white guys into the league to show these guys how to punch. How are you 7 feet, have arms as long as the Nile River, and still miss the guy who's a foot in front of you?
What was that? Was that the Shaq punch?
Yeah. And Carmelo, stay in there if you throw a punch. You never see Bob Probert pull out after throwing a blow. Pussy.
How about Nate Robinson, all 4'11 of them?
I like him.
That is my topic of conversation. New feature here on the show. We're all going to be having a little segments of what we really think. My turn this week is to talk about the NBA fight once this yuppie gets done yanking his crank.
How dry do your hands have to be?
Are they sandblasting him?
Yeah.
He has to go fire some minorities.
And some microdermabrasion.
He has to go hand out some pink slips before Christmas. Any old hoop. Let's talk about the fight. Fight fans, Madison Square Garden, the debacle in the NBA. What really happened? Everyone says, well, there's no winners, no losers. Of course there were winners in this. It's teams ranked 6 through 12 in the NBA Western Conference that get a bump. Maybe even Sam's beleaguered Clippers will get a shot after this. Let's talk about the fight. Carmelo Anthony, I was a big Nugget fan, big Syracuse fan. You're a punk. You're a baby. don't throw a punch like a girl. That's why you wear powdered blue now in Denver, because you're a pussy.
I was a gangbanger.
Nate, this is my rant. Nate Robinson, you're 5'5". You're a 5'5", 10th man on the worst team in basketball. Grow up. If Spud Webb had no talent, he'd be a little punk like you. You should be in the fucking CBA. All right. George Carl, you want to go after the memory of Larry Brown? You're trying to make Isaiah look worse? How can he look any worse? So you get your star player thrown out of basketball for 15 games. Well, I hope you enjoy your work at ESPN during the playoffs this year. Now let's get to the number one punk of all time, the number one asshole of all NBA, Isaiah Thomas. Bob Knight should have whipped you when he had the chance.
Oh, geez.
Let's go through Isaiah Thomas's resume. Isaiah, you ruined the Toronto Raptors. You ruined the Indiana Pacers. You even made the Knicks worse. And then what did you do? Above all, you bought the CBA and then destroyed it. What's the CBA? Only a league that's been around 70 freaking years that gave basketball to places like Des Moines and La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Rockford, Illinois. You know, joy all over the country for basketball players, livelihoods, employees, little kids, popcorn vendors, all lost it. All because you didn't know how to run a company. So then what did you do? You ruined the New York Knicks. One of the most proudest franchises in the number one city in the world. Isaiah Thomas, I wish Magic would have gave you AIDS when he kissed you.
Oh, Jesus.
Isaiah Thomas, you're such a prick that Michael Jordan wouldn't let you on the Dream Team, even though Magic wanted you on that team. You think about that. Now, speaking of fights and goons, we're going for our resident expert on goons of the week, Earl Skankel.
Follow that.
I told you I had a good rant this week.
There's no AIDS in hockey that we know of. My rant is against Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, who actually came from the NBA, ruined that sport, and now he's off to ruin the only sport for middle-sized white people by totally eliminating fighting. So each week, I'm going to do a goon of the week, because middle-sized white guys are the only ones who know how to throw a punch. They don't back out like that pussy Carmelo, who's actually not even black. He's light-skinned. He doesn't count.
Oh, Jesus.
My goon of the week is the great Wade Belak, a Western Saskatchewan boy.
Toronto.
First-round pick of the Colorado Avalanche, did a little pit stop in Calgary, and now he's residing, taking over the duties in Toronto for the great Ty Domi, who's now retired. Last year he fought Jolton Colton Orr and got his face rearranged. His nose points to the east now. But 2 weeks ago he had a rematch and he totally kicked Orr's ass, broke his nose, and that's what people want to see. You look at the top pay-per-views of all time, it's UFC, it's pro wrestling, the Ultimate Warrior versus Hogan, it's boxing, the top movies of all time are all violent in nature. Hockey needs to put the fighting back in the game, not eliminate it, because our ratings right now are lower than the World Series of Poker.
There you go. Bring fighting back to hockey. We are the Regular Joes. We're going to be back in 2 minutes with some more pop culture, some news, and rants from our resident Canadian, and of course, the Hollywood Minute with the man who knows more dirt in Hollywood than anybody, Sam Tripoli. This is Earl Skankel. I'm Joe Bardnick. Thanks for watching on Yes Sports. We're back in 2 minutes.
Peace.
Regular Joes here back on YaSports.net. As always, at Barney's Beanery, Sam Tripoli, Rob Cardino, Big Earl Skankel, I'm Joe Bartnick. This is our, look at this lovely tree provided by YaSports.net, and look at these, look at our Christmas gifts.
Oh, look at, yeah. Mine's over there.
Yeah.
Mine's over there.
I guess the 99 cent store is going to be out of pens. there's our lovely producer giving me the finger. I think it was the finger. I don't know. But we're here. So it's our end of year edition.
It was a black finger.
We're gonna
so it's the same amount.
It counts as two fingers. Like that's the super. Oh, the super finger. Okay, yeah. Well, that's probably the worst moment of the year. But we're here to talk our year-end wrap-up show.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the best of the year, the worst of the year. What was the best of the year for me? I'll start out. To me, I saw Talladega Nights. I saw Borat. To me, funniest movie of the year was still Jackass 2. What do you say about that? What was your favorite movie, Sam Tripoli?
I saw, here's a sleeper good movie, Deja Vu, dude. I saw that movie. It was pretty sweet, very smart movie, very challenging. That's why nobody was in the movie theater watching it. It made you think. Apocalypto, saw that last night. Man, you say what you want about white people, at least we have a civilized, you know, way of killing people. I mean, there's an order to the chaos. You know, I don't know why I said we. I'm not even white.
We make them line up anyway.
Dude, it was brutal. That movie is brutal. Mel Gibson is genius, but brutal. And, you know, the worst part of the movie for me was right before the movie started when a baby started crying. Could you not? Who's bringing their kid to Apocalypto?
Someone who can't afford a babysitter.
I think it's Aztec for... Go watch Happy Feet with your kid. Who's with me on that one, dude?
Well, they have in a lot of movie theaters, like Monday afternoon is Kid Day. And anyone wants to go see a good movie, you bring it. And it's kids are allowed to cry. Which having a little kid and being stuck as Mr. Mom, it's cool to be able to do that. I actually never went.
Hey, would you bring your kid to like a slasher movie?
I wouldn't bring him to a slasher movie, but I'd bring him to see like I'd bring him to see Borat or something.
Yeah,
like,
but would you bring him to see like Saw 3 with Joe Little Baby?
I can't say that I would. The movie I want to see is Little Children. It's about a stay-at-home dad who gets to have great sex with Kate, the really hot English chick.
Okay, I didn't know that was
Blanchard
first.
Yeah, Kate Blanchard from Quills. And that's every stay-home dad's fantasy.
Banger.
Because they're both at the playground. They're both bored. And like, hey, let the kids play. Let's go in the house. And that's like a fantasy. I mean, that's... Oh, yeah. That's why I go to the playground.
Is that a good place to get laid?
Not for me. I don't know. Because it's like this. Here's the pecking order. Who like they talk to. Nannies love me. Mexican ladies love me. Black ladies are cool to me, but they don't really talk to me. After that, white women, yuppie bitches are the worst. It's like they know I'm a stand-up comic / loser. So they don't even want my kid like talking to their
really
kids.
Really don't want your loserness rubbing off on
exactly
them?
They're like, no, you don't want to be in the unemployment line, don't talk to that kid, you know. And they all have their like, you know, and they all bring their all their snacks. They bring a taco stand with them. It's like it's the playground. I don't even bring anything. And they bring diapers. Like if there's a shit disaster, we're going home.
Are they like
I don't change anything on the picnic table. We're going home. Anything. We're at the zoo. We're going home.
You know, they don't even prepare their sandwiches before. They actually bring the jars of mayo.
Exactly. They bring the knives. Like, I am low. I got my phone and my wallet. Any problems, we go home.
If sponsor UNICEF kid, can I bring pictures of the kid and try to get laid at the park? Be like, this is my little Tonka.
It's interesting. It's you know, that wouldn't work. So I'm telling you, I think some of these moms, especially the white ones in San Francisco, it's almost like they thought I was using my kid as bait. Like, I mean, literally, like, this isn't even this kid. He's just here to scam on us. And, you know, it's horrible. I don't have to talk about my life in San Francisco. Flag. What was your favorite movie of the year, Earl? And please don't make it a porn.
Or make it a porn. Yeah, so we know what porn to go look for.
Trying to capture. Still shows how to keep Kentucky in the realm.
Oh, if that's the case. That Mel Gibson movie about incest. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite movie of the year was definitely Michael Mann's homage to his great TV series in the mid-80s. Even though he didn't throw Philip Michael Thomas a cameo. The guy's not worked since the last season. Miami Vice. Thank you very much.
What?
Great movie.
I didn't know. Are you nuts?
None of the originals in it, Michael Mann.
Give him a phone. That movie sucked.
Oh, you probably like Bad Boys instead. That's no movie about two cops in Miami. Give me Michael Mann.
There's like one big explosion in the entire thing. Dude, I want action.
We'll go.
Best movie of the year, Fearless. Who's with me?
Flying over. Fearless.
Jet Li. New one? Dude, that was the greatest movie ever. I cannot believe how great the fight scene. I just remember that. Sorry, that's why I had to jump in with this. Fearless, dude. I can't wow. wait to get on DVD.
That's skipping DVD. It's going straight to airplanes. It's like Fearless.
You didn't like Fearless, dude? That fight was scene with the other master was awesome.
I went to the bathroom and it wasn't out in theaters anymore.
Dude, that was great. Dude, I mean, Jet Li, that just rocks, man. I'm sorry.
Jet Li is 5, what? 3.
Jackie Chan ripoff, thank you.
Oh, whatever. Man, I do not like you, dude.
I like you, dude. Back to what country.
Finally, after a half year of sports talk, the only anger on the show has come to a battle of fearless. Raider fans, Steeler fans, Clipper fans, Laker fans, everyone can come together until there's a Jet Li movie out, and then the punches are thrown.
You know what?
That is funny. I actually saw a couple movies twice. I thought Talladega Nights was brilliant the first time I saw it. Second time I saw it, I didn't laugh as hard. Borat, on the other hand, first time I saw it, I was kind of like, pretty funny, not a genius. Second time I saw it, laughed out loud the whole time. It's kind of weird. You say, why you see movies twice? Because I see them on the road once.
Do you know why? Do you know that the fat guy, and that is Armenian?
Yes.
And he's speaking Armenian to Borat when they're yelling at each other.
And what is he saying? Can you translate as our Armenian?
That means he's the fifth most famous Armenian guy.
Who's this? Where who's
are
the fourth?
System of a Down.
System the first four.
Yeah.
Great band.
Well, rumor is George Clooney's RMO too, but
is he denying his heritage?
Oh yeah, Cher did too.
Cher looks Armenian.
Yeah, but she denied it.
She say she was Italian?
Yeah.
Cher looks like
the Armenians are like the Jews. They just say they're Italian, think they can walk around through life.
We're like
happy.
The Jews, minus the power enough to get one movie about all our Holocaust made, but no one seems to care.
Schindler's List. I mean, that was a terrible movie anyway. I didn't see Schindler's List.
I didn't watch it.
I wouldn't want to. It's like movies about jail. It's like, I don't want to hear about it. It's like, I never saw that Clint Eastwood movie. Was like, 5-star movie. I didn't see, even though I have tons of jokes about it.
Shawshank Redemption, dude.
I did see that movie.
That's a good movie.
But that's a great movie. That's just not your run-of-the-barrel Jim Brown prison movie. Let alone... that might have been my favorite show of the year, was the Jim Brown All-American. Did you see that on HBO?
Brilliant movie. I watched a bit of it.
Brilliant show. It talks about him. I mean, he was Jim Thorpe. I mean, 50 years later, he could do everything. They say if lacrosse was an actual sport and not just a vehicle to rape girls at Duke,
they didn't
that he would have been the greatest. I'm just making a joke, Sam. Now I'm on Nancy Grace.
My guys don't rape.
Speaking of shows, though, I don't know if anyone's watched it. One of the best shows on TV is Pink's. You ever watched on the Speed Channel? It's when two rednecks get their souped up Mustangs and Camaros and race for each other's car. You know, even if you hate rednecks, you got to see these guys literally in tears.
My favorite
losing their car.
My favorite show, Dexter. Watch this?
I like it. I don't
Serial
love
killer
it. I like
shit.
It.
Dude, it's a great show. It's a great show.
The Wire is the best show on TV.
My favorite new show of the season is 30 Rock. 95% because of Alec Baldwin. Genius.
How's Judah Friedlander on that?
He's good. He doesn't have that much of a role. All the other people except Tina Fey, who I never watched on Saturday Night Live. Tina Fey's really funny on that show. I gotta get my hats off. I refused to watch her because I thought I haven't watched the news since Dennis Miller, except for when Colin Quinn tried to do it twice. What was your favorite TV show of the year?
Definitely Prison Break. You don't get writing like that.
I'm amazed at what you like.
The bad guy in Prison Break, his name is Teabag. That's good writing.
Whoever got fired from Oz went straight to Prison Break.
Oh, can I ask one quick question? Anyone else got a problem with all the hot lesbians on the L Word? Not one, like, lumberjack-looking
lesbo. Is that on the Oxygen channel?
No, it's on Showtime. But they're all hot lesbians, which is fine, but you can't give me one lumberjack carpet muncher who will, like, kick your teeth in if you look at his girlfriend the wrong way.
I'm happy that you can afford Showtime, Sam. You're doing really well. Because that's slashed. I get every sports package, every HBO, but Showtime, like, that's how I actually judge gigs. If the hotel's a Showtime hotel, the gig's gonna suck. Speaking of people who should have got a hotel, how about those mountain climbers in Oregon? People, why would you climb a freaking mountain in the winter? What, you have all summer to climb a mountain? What happened? You didn't have a calendar? REI doesn't sell calendars? I don't understand you people. Okay. And I really don't. And we waste all this taxpayer money looking for you. And then someone said, well, he's a Christian. He's with God. Well, then maybe God's teaching him a lesson. Don't climb mountains in the winter. Speaking of winters and climbing mountains, our resident Canadian, Rob Cardino, has the Canadian rant. We give Rob the floor, or the parliament floor, if you will.
Thank you. Parliament. My thing is in the same situation as these Mount Hood climbers, James Kim. The hero. This guy's getting labeled a hero. I've heard the word superhuman used. His friends say nobody would have fared better in that situation. This is the guy that at 9:30 at night took his two infant children and his wife on a rugged mountain road in the snow. First of all, he's Asian, okay? So he's got one strike against him already.
He clearly can't
drive, you know? And now he decides to go on a desolate mountain road and gets lost. First he gets lost, then he gets stuck, and then 7 days later they find his body a mile from where the car was. This guy made it a mile. Are you kidding me? And you know what? The biggest injustice, the biggest kick in the pants, his last meal was at Denny's. Imagine that. Like, people on death row suffer.
Awful way to go.
A better fate. And what are you doing bringing your 7-month-old and 4-year-old to Denny's? Like, moons over my hammy isn't the most nutritional thing you could be giving your children. So all I got to say, James, I forgot his name already. James Kim, wherever you are up there. Sorry, man, you bit the dust. I feel bad for you, but no hero.
I just can't stand when people climb mountains and then they die and everyone gets... It's like, oh, I can't believe it. It's like, dude, nature's going to win once in a while, all right? You know, it's like with the killer whale. And, like, they get in the water with the killer whale and the killer whale kills. You know, oh, I can't believe this happened. Nature, don't mess with nature. That's my whole thing. You never see, like, fat guys on the couch playing Sega, you know? We cramp up once in a while. We put the controller down. We don't go, why did I cramp? Oh, damn you. You know, it's like, dude, if you're going to dance with the devil, you're going to get burned. That's my opinion on that whole thing.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's funny that people... I don't want to keep ranting on Rob's rant, but they're not heroes. They're stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're not,
dude,
a hero. You're stupid.
Natural selection.
Heroes are the firemen that run into burning buildings and save people.
I'm with you.
Heroes aren't billionaires that climb up Everest and then need saved. Waste all of our time and
money.
You're
not a hero. You're lost.
That's yeah. You're a rich guy with way too much money. Give some of that money to charity and stay off a mountain. Go nail some supermodels. Go do whatever. Go do a mountain. You want to climb a mountain? Do a mountain of coke. That'll erase your heart just as easy. And that's our drug message of the day.
Speaking of
mountains of cocaine, we are here in lovely Pasadena, just a spit away from Hollywood River. You may be having this Christmas, and look at that. People are calling in right now to talk about doing cocaine. Right now, here to give the. I'm going to talk over this because it's going to last. I do have the most obnoxious ring.
Why didn't you change it?
Because I can't afford the ringtone, Mr. Hollywood. I can't afford Showtime.
Vibrate.
And I can't afford. I should have had it off. It's my unprofessionalism.
How long does the thing ring for? Yeah.
It's ska.
Plays the.
What's worse is I hope I'm going to shut it off when you go on your rant. From Hollywood, we're passing it near Hollywood. The man that knows Hollywood, the back roads, the inroads, Mr. Hollywood, Sam Tripoli.
Today I'd like to talk about the controversy that is ripping America, the possible firing of Miss America. We almost lost our beautiful figurehead of uselessness to the fact that she flunked a drug test for cocaine, and then she was seen in a bar with Miss Teen America making out. We almost fired her for this. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a great freaking weekend to me, right? Am I wrong? Are we firing people for that? Hey, go on MySpace, look at young girls' profiles. Doing blow and making out with hot chicks, that's America, all right? She represents us wholeheartedly, dude. The baking of the muffins and the taking care of the children, those days are done. Britney Spears is showing the beat up beaver, okay? This is America. You need to accept it. You stop raising your daughters to be nice, wholesome ladies. You let them become fuck pigs. Can we beat that, please? All right? You need to accept that. We raise filth. Our filth is better than all the rest of the filth because they have choice to be filth. Not like in Russia where they're forced into the sex slave. Our women choose to be pigs, all right? And you need to accept that, all right? We're dirtier than the rest of the world. Because we have freedom of choice, all right? So I can't believe that we're... And Donald Trump, who are you to fire her? Why? Because she wouldn't ride your fat, nasty 70-year-old hog? I wouldn't ride either with that haircut you got in your head. Stop messing with us with that roadkill, huh? God dang it, dude. But we brought her back, Miss Kentucky. Oh, I'm from a small city. I wasn't used to the big city. No, you're a pig, all right? And you like being a pig. And you know what? If I was a hot 20-year-old chick, I'd be a pig, too. I'd be doing blow off the New York Knicks freaking black hog and then making out. I wouldn't even, she didn't even have to win Miss Teen America. I'd hit on the fifth and the sixth place winner. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care. So... That's the Hollywood Minute.
That was a great minute.
Action, action, that
was,
minute.
Yeah, that was a... I mean, you talk about just imagery. Imagery. Donald Trump, yeah. Miss Teen. Wow, man.
And appropriate for the season.
Yeah, exactly, really. Exactly.
Merry Christmas.
Season's greetings.
Hey, from Sam, Rob, Earl, all of us wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah,
to
Happy
Kwanzaa.
What did the Scientologists do?
I think
do?
They celebrate the happy return of the magic robot. enjoy your day of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Festivus for the rest of us. us Seinfeld fans. Yep. I'm still a Seinfeld fan.
I am too. Dude.
5 times a day. For our producer, I'm sure he wants to wish you a Merry Christmas and happy. Come on out here.
Oh, you're gonna see the face.
The face.
Who's man in the ship?
That's not rerun.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for watching.